Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you after all these years. I'm glad you're here. John Deeney has been with us most of all these years as well. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and the president of Management Performance Network. He is a TAB Boards leader, actually the top TAB Boards leader in the country, probably in the galaxy. He's a management expert extraordinaire, and our good friend John Deeney. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to talk to you again.
Has anybody ever considered you galactically?
Galactic was a new one. I love it. It's going on the business card next week.
Well, you know, you can't say I'm not a big thinker. You know, I'm getting you out there and into the Milky Way. Hey, John, I know that you and your peers. Assuming that you actually have a peer, John, you guys have been looking around the country and kind of seeing what's going on out there, and you've been doing some. I know you've been doing some research that's going to be available soon. But can you give us any early indications about what you're finding out there as far as the economy is concerned?
Sure. I put a group together of just some of the smartest people I know. Unfortunately, after 12 years of meeting with people that meet with small businesses and coach them around the country, I know a couple of smart people. And as a matter of fact, you were part of it, too. And you and I talked about this just a month or so ago. And we're trying to figure out not only about the recession. I mean, you know, you can call whatever you want to call. Nobody knows. I mean, the Commerce Department last week, within 2 days, said that it was ending in June, and oops, there was a 6.2% contraction in the fourth quarter last year.
Double what they thought it was going to be.
Yeah, which one was that? Was I supposed to believe? Which day was I supposed to believe? But, you know, what happens afterwards? Because we came out of 1991 into the dot-com, and everything went vertical as far as the charts were concerned. You know, then we came out of 2001, post 9/11, 2002, that recession. We came out into the real estate boom, this ridiculous lending flood, and everything went vertical again. Well, there's nothing on the other side of this recession that's going to pull us vertical.
No killer apps. You're not seeing any killer apps over there.
Right. You know, people can talk about green. Green is a long technology. It takes a while to develop, and it's far away from being cost effective to the point where it would suddenly explode.
Green is like somebody saying, "What's going to be our next big thing?" And somebody says, "Well, clothes. We're going to invent clothes." You know, it's not going to be all that exciting. It's going to be important. It's going to be our future. But it's not going to take us to the races, is it? We're not going to be off to the races with it.
Not yet. I mean, we can pour a lot of money into it, but, you know, battery technology is better, but it's not going to, you know, we're not suddenly going to plug in a car for 2 hours and get 2 hours of drive time. You know, we're not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does the recovery look like, and what do small businesses need to reposition themselves as going forward, because it's going to be a different world out there. You know, I think starting with the recovery, there's really some of what we talked about is on my blog in an article called "The Planning for the Strategic Triple Threat." Mm-hmm. You really, for the first time ever, need to be looking at getting through the recession, getting through the recovery, which for a lot of people isn't going to feel like a whole lot of recovery. And then running your business in a world that I think is going to be substantially different. Everything I'm reading and digesting and talking about is that this is a sea change. This is not just our typical 5-7-9 year blip in the economy. This is a real difference this time.
Well, that's the thing that I've been thinking and talking about lately, John, is that 2009, that's the thing about 2009. A lot of times when we think about a year like 2009, it's the period that we've transitioned from 08 to 2010, let's say, and we learned things in 09 about what 2010 is going to be like. But I'm concerned that 2009 is not going to give us as much information about 2010, about where we're going in 11 and 12 and 13, as the previous year to the recovery has in years past. And in other words, I'm almost concerned. And folks, this is not capitulation on my part. I'm trying to be honest here with you about how to plan for next year. I'm concerned that 2009 might wind up being the lost year. What do you think about that idea?
Yeah, well, when you were just talking a second ago, a term came to mind, the interregnum.
Yeah.
The time between the times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 2009 is about survival. I'm telling people that, you know, if you were working on quarterly plans, go to monthly.
Yeah.
If you were on
daily.
Monthly, go to weekly.
That's right.
Daily. 2009 is going to be about getting through it.
Well, you remember my small business attitude, John. 2009, I'm going to win by surviving.
Right. It's outrunning the bear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to outrun the bear. You just have to outrun the other guy that's trying to outrun
mm-hmm.
the bear.
Mm-hmm.
And the small business owners who have been skating along the edge, and all of us that run decent businesses see competitors that we're like, how do they survive? Well, this year they won't. This year the field is going to clear a little bit for you. That's one of the positive things we can talk about.
That's another reason why survival is winning. Because if you survive, on the other side of this, whatever the future looks like, they're not going to be as many players.
Right. I have a friend who's a financial planner, and he says, I love these times. He says, this is when the shoe salesmen all go back to selling shoes.
There's another thing that I want to ask you about, get your thoughts on. You know, in years past, in recessions past, especially the last couple, One of the things that we've gotten out of those have been a bunch of new businesses
mm-hmm.
that have come into the field and have created some new competition. I'm not seeing that as much this year because of the lack of personal credit availability. I'm not seeing as many new businesses that will be started this year in going forward. And so what does that mean for us? It means, I think, for those of us who survive, it's going to mean that we're going to have more access to some really good employees. What do you think about that idea, John?
I agree, and I think I saw some fellow the other day on one of the financial stations saying that franchises were going to sell like hotcakes because of the people that were laid off. The people that are being laid off now are the young kids. They don't have the capital to buy a franchise.
Well, even the people who are older, you know, don't either, or the access to the capital that they did have at one time. Quick break. Stay with us. Right back with John Deeney. I'm Jim Blassingame.
I know I love you better. The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I see.
That's what we need, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? We need more money. We need more business. Give me those receivables. That's what I need. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And that's one of our anthems, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. Check out my blog. By the way, my blog post today is called The Truth About Taxing Those Wealthy Small Business Owners. I think you'll like it. So check it out. You can go to jimsblog.biz or just go to smallbusinessadvocate.com and click on the blog there on the left, and you can get there. Also, my newsletter is there. I hope you'll subscribe to that. And if you got 5 seconds, if you got 15 minutes, we got something there and in between that will help you. You can read. You can listen. You can find the incredible body of work that John Deeney has deposited with us over the years as his 10th year as a member of our Brain Trust. John is the manager, I'm sorry, president of Management Performance Network. John, tell us how we can find you online.
We're at mpninc.com. And I wanted to tell you today, you'll like the title of my blog, Jim. It's called Awake at 2 O'Clock. .blogspot.com.
Yeah. Well, you beat me because I only woke up at 3. But the question is not if you woke up at 2. The question is, could you go back to sleep? That's the issue, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. That's
a lot of people wake. A lot of people.
The slogan for MPN is we get small business in the lion awake at 2 o'clock in the morning center.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah. If you want to ask one of your customers, folks. If you want to find out how you can help them, and I mean this is not tongue-in-cheek at all, ask them this question. What keeps you up at night? Right, John? If you really want to find out what they need, that's the thing.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. And they all do it. I don't think any of us goes through a whole week without waking up with an idea.
And maybe not being able to go back to sleep.
Right.
John, I want to continue on our thought about 09 and the survival attitude, but also the fact that, you know, what can we get out of this year? Somebody in my brain trust recently said, don't waste this crisis. Now, when Rahm Emanuel said that, he was talking about laying on more socialistic policies on us. But in terms of management, we don't need to waste this crisis, do we? We want to make sure that we learn something from 09, but what can we learn from 09?
Well, let's talk about one thing not to do first, because I think it's important. I wanted to make sure we got this in. Don't cut core competencies. A lot of people, you know, if people are thinking back to the last couple recessions and coming back quickly, the temptation is overwhelming to put things aside that you need to do and think that you're going to catch them up when things get a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to be able to. They're not going to get better that fast. So what I'm telling people, for instance, in staffing...
So maintain quality.
Absolutely. And maintain what you're going to need to have in position when things do come back so that you can press forward quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to rebuild it. There's not going to be that kind of excess there where you had the money or the time to rebuild it. We have... as far as personnel go, my watchword has become, if you do have to cut people... You cut them until you get the core competencies, and then everybody has to share in the cut. You cut hours, mm-hmm. or you cut days, or you do furloughs, but don't let those people go. You will need them.
Yeah, especially if they're your brain trust, especially if they know where the bodies are buried. You got to keep those guys.
Right, right. Your corporate knowledge base, your culture has to stay
memories.
In place.
The memories. You got to keep those.
Right, because when we come back, and we just mentioned this while we were off the air, you know, consumers have been 70% of the entire GDP, and they've been spending that money on phony inflated housing prices and a negative 2% savings rate. Right now, I just saw yesterday, the savings rate is back to 5%, and traditionally it's 12%. If consumers pull that much money out of the economy and start saving to buy things, remember Christmas clubs?
Yep.
Remember when you used to put the money aside before you bought something?
$10 a week or something like that.
Instead of paying for it for a year, mm-hmm. two or three afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
If consumers go back to those habits, this is not going to be a recovery that you recognize as such.
Yeah.
It's going to be slow, and you're still going to be fighting for every dollar of business several years down the road.
So even if we are out of the recession by third, fourth quarter of 09, there's not going to be a launch in January 1 of 2010. There's not going to be. We're not going to leave the ground in the recovery and the expansion. There's not going to be any scratching off as we used to say when we were teenagers. There's not going to be any of that. Is what you're saying, right?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Retail buying habits in the 1920s, before the crash, in the Roaring 20s. People would brag to each other. They'd bring people into their house and point to the cocktail table and brag about how much they paid for it. After World War II, when the GIs were coming back and the baby boom was starting and everybody was scratching to make it, they'd brag about how little they paid for it.
Yeah.
From the late 1980s until now, people have been bragging about how much they paid for it. Mm-hmm. We're going back to another cycle of bragging about how little you paid for it.
Yeah.
And I can only hope...
That we don't wind up with an inflationary situation, though, in a couple of years, that would exacerbate that, and that's one thing we got to watch for, folks. John Deeney, thanks for being here. Give us a website one more time, please.
We're at MPN Inc. And if you're interested in a peer board to help you through this, TAV Boards International is at thealternativeboard.com.
Alternativeboard.com. Thanks, John, for being here. Good job today.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Hey, hey. I belong.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.